Nerf Mini Basketball by Eli. My story is told throughout the land, I think, and you need to save me, so I want to share it with you. Will you be the one who saves me? I have two sides of different colors, one orange and one blue. They are orange, bright or dark, and blue, turquoise or navy, any combination of two colors. Also, I can be one color, like orange or red. I can fly, which I think is really fun. Before takeoff, I don't want to fly, but once I'm in the air, I think, why do they not want to? But when I land, I want to do it again. I fly from a push that I don't make, flying even if it's against my will. As I fly through the hoop, I feel like I'm going through a hoop in the circus with a net, which makes me feel like I'm in a cage. I can miss the hoop. I do a lot. I bounce on the ground, making a sound like thump, thump. The sound isn't that loud, but it's still a sound. I am pushed against the ground, making me bounce. The only word I say is whoosh. It can be for a long time or for a short time. It is not that loud, but can still be heard by the people in the room. I'm always used for fun game, knockout, 21, or sometimes a regular game. Being used for a game and for fun was kind of annoying, but it was fun for me, so I can't complain. I was chewed by a huge, horrifying dog. It was terrible. I now have a big gash in my body. I feel like a piece of me went away, and it did. If you don't know what that feels like, it's like losing an arm. I am one of the unlucky. The majority of us Nerf balls aren't chewed up like I am. I have no smell, not a scent. It is good and bad, because you want to smell good like flowers, but I could be unlucky and smell like rotten eggs or something like that. Because that, I'm on both sides, having smell and not having one. I also have no taste, so people don't want to bite me or taste me. Well, I guess that does not go for dogs. One bit me and ripped a piece of foam off me. If you don't know what foam is, it's what I'm made out of. It's like flesh for you. So one day, Eli was playing around with me, shooting me the usual. He left me on the floor, like he usually does, and walked out of his room. The door is open, like it usually was. I heard the door open to go outside, open and close, like it usually does when Eli leaves his house. Just a regular day in Eli's room, or so I thought. Then all of a sudden, a giant white monster came in Eli's room, a dog. He rushed towards me, and my belly would have done flips if I had one. It came and picked me up in its teeth. My heart would have been beating so hard and fast if I had a heart. Then his teeth were pushing together, with me in the middle. The dog is biting me. He turned his head side to side, shaking me. I began to feel pain where his teeth were. Then it just stopped. I fell to the ground feeling weak, like a part of me was missing. Oh wait, a part of me was missing. My side wasn't there. The dog bit it off. With a part of me still in the dog's mouth, the dog began to chew. He chewed the part of me and spit it out. Just then, the moment was over, and he left. I am not rough and not bumpy, but smooth on the outside. The part where the dog bit me is bumpy and the opposite of smooth. But that's not my fault or how I was made. It was the evil dog's fault. I highly dislike that dog. When my two sides meet, or two colors meet, there's a line that sticks out, or is 3D. It's not smooth, but it's not rough. Before I was bought by Eli's dad, I was in a case. Plastic case, but I didn't have much room. There was plastic around me, outlining me, except for in the back, where there's the cardboard piece. The cardboard piece was the same color as me, orange and blue. Written on it in mammoth letters was Nerf Basketball, my name. Yeah, I know. I'm famous. It's kind of evident. My two colors pop out, cardboard sign, and what Eli's dad bought me. I was not alone, though. The same plastic case was a mini hoop. I once thought maybe I wasn't the famous one. Maybe the hoop was, or it was just both of us. That's terrible. That thought haunts me even to this day, that the clues all point at me. The sign says my name. I'm colorful, not the hoop. Eli picks me up, not the hoop, but it's still scary thinking about it. Okay, back to when I was in the store. It was terrible being all alone, except the hoop, but I didn't like him, or she, I don't really know. There was another Nerf ball, though. It was on a different shelf. His name was Bob. At day and night, I talked to him. I learned as a boy by how he talked. We had a conversation that might be about dogs before one bit me, or a cake, or anything, really. It was boring to do anything else, so I just talked to him. I don't remember anything before that. I have so many questions, all trying to break free and find the answer. I don't know how I was made, where I was made, who made me, and a lot more. Where am I? I know I'm in Eli's room, his house, but where is that? Where is his house? Twice, Eli brought me outside. It was really scary. The first time I was as happy as someone winning the lottery. I don't know how bad it would be back then, but I know now. It was sunny, way too bright for me, living in Eli's room. Usually dark, sometimes a little light, but not that much. Now, coming outside on a sunny day, so bright that my eyes would hurt if I even had them. I was thrown way faster than usual, like a line drive in baseball. I landed in a green pile of mess, bushes. Eli came running and got me out of the bush, which I will always hate for then on. He shot me through another hoop, this one huge. It was way bigger than the mini hoop I was always shot through. This one also had a huge black pole, making it stay to the ground. Too bad for him, not able to move. Also, because he has a dark color, he gets hot really easily. Eli told me this was a real hoop, and the one I was used to and saw every day and every night wasn't a real hoop. He said it wasn't a fake hoop, but it was not a real hoop, too, which makes no sense to me at all. This is one of the million reasons why I like Eli so much. I hate the mini hoop, and he does too. Or does he? I don't really know, but I want him to. So I went through the hoop. The sensation of joy rushed over me being thrown again, but not thrown really hard. I was earlier in the bushes. I went down, 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 down. You get how far down I went. I finally reached the bottom, but only half of me hit the ground. With only half of me landing, I rolled to the side, and that was in the air. It did hurt, even though I am used to falling, but this was an even bigger fall. Because it was a big drop, I fell in half of me. I rolled so far that I hit something solid on the other side of the concrete. Eli picked me up and brought me inside, back to his room. So that was only the first time. The second time happened 3 weeks after the first time, three times worse. So Eli brought me out again. My thoughts, help me! Get me back inside! Oh no, help! Yeah, I wasn't that happy being outside again, so Eli threw me at bushes again. I'm getting to feel deja vu. Not nice of Eli, not nice. He got me out of the bushes again. How many times will Eli repeat the first time? I don't want to know. So he threw me at the hoop again. So he missed the hoop, and I didn't even touch the hoop. Wow, how is that possible? The hoop is huge. At least I didn't hit the hoop. It would have hurt. I hit the ground. It didn't hurt because the grass softened my landing. Thank the grass. But then I started to roll. Fast at first and fast later on too. I was beginning to feel dizzy. Or some of the random sounds I was making. My head was hurting. I forgot I don't have a head. My body was hurting badly. I couldn't see. My vision blurred and I began to see double. I was rolling, so I saw a lot in a short period of time. Then I finally began to slow down. Yes, I wanted to shout but couldn't because I was dizzy. But then I stopped because I hit something solid. What now? I thought. It's only a tree, though. But then it hit me. I was lost. I had nowhere to go. I don't know where Eli is, and I don't know where his house is. I was stuck with leaves all over me, covering me, my body, and I had scratches and bruises all over. I didn't feel good. I probably would have puked if I had a mouth and a stomach. Then I saw it, or him. I saw Eli. I'm saved! Or so I thought. I tried calling his name, but humans can't hear us toys. He came closer and looked straight at me, but he didn't recognize me if the leaves covering me. Then he looked away and walked in another direction. No, 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 I said in my head. He walked back towards the house with me still in the woods. At least I know where the house is, but I can't move by myself. I'm writing this letter 5 years after this, writing on a leaf and with a stick. In the same spot, not moving. I forgot to feel what it was like to move. What happened to the mini hoop? Is his life good, unlike mine? So if you read this letter, come and find me. Save me, please. Find me in the woods and bring me back to Eli's house. Sincerely, Nerf Mini Basketball Hoop.